first 162 years of America's existence, marijuana was totally legal, and hemp was common crop. But during the 1930s, the United States government and the media began spreading outrageous lies about marijuana, which led to its prohibition. Some of the headlines back then in the 1930s was that marijuana, the assassin of youth, marijuana, the devil's weed with roots in hell. Marijuana makes fiends of boys in 30 days. The campaign of lies, as well as other evidence, have led many to believe there may have been a hidden agenda behind marijuana prohibition. This is Captain Fred. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is August the 27th. We're live from beautiful Southern Colorado, where I've been working with Jim Strang with Green Acres. And we've been living within this field of hemp, and I think being around these plants, you can't help but believe that this plant has a significant responsibility for our progress as in humanity. But like I say, this was an article from the hempcare.org, and it kind of describes what happened to hemp in the United States. It says, shortly before marijuana was banned by the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, new technologies were developed that made hemp a potential competitor with the newfounded synthetic fiber and plastics industry. Hemp's potential for producing paper also posed a threat to the timber industry. And I think I've mentioned this before on air that the Hearst industrial complex, the Randolph Hearst Papers, also owned significant properties in California for production of pulp, and they wanted to produce pulp for newspapers. But hemp is used for a lot of different things, and most people don't really understand the difference between marijuana and hemp. After the alcohol prohibition ended in 1933, funding for the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, now the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, was reduced. The FBN, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, director Harry Anslinger became the leading advocate of marijuana prohibition. And in 1937, Anslinger testified before Congress in favor of marijuana prohibition by saying marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. Outright lies. He also said most marijuana smokers were Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana usage. This is documented. This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes. This is part of the propaganda. Marijuana prohibition is founded on lies and rooted in racism, is prejudice and ignorance. Just as the politicians believed Harry Anslinger to be a marijuana expert in 1937, many people still believe law enforcement officials are marijuana experts. And in reality, law enforcement officials have no expert knowledge of marijuana's medical or health effects, but they do represent an industry that received billions of tax dollars to enforce marijuana prohibition. Before the government began promoting reefer madness hysteria during the 1930s, the word marijuana was a Mexican word that was totally absent from the American vocabulary. In the 1930s, Americans knew that hemp was a common, useful, and harmless crop. It's extremely unlikely anyone would have believed hemp was dangerous or would have believed stories of hemp madness. Thus, the words marijuana and reefer were substituted for the words hemp in order to frighten the public into supporting hemp prohibition. Very few people realize that marijuana and hemp came from the same plant species. Thus, virtually nobody knew that marijuana prohibition would destroy the hemp industry. And folks, that's what we've been talking about here for about the last month, is that Green Acres is a hemp farm. They're raising industrial hemp. And industrial hemp is almost a perfect plant. It has all of the basic uses that any plant could ask for. It has food, fiber, fuel, and medicine. You know, food, hemp seed is the only source of food from hemp plants. And it's not really a seed. It's a nut covered with a hard shell is what they call it. I'm not really familiar with the word right now. But it's been used for people and animal food and medicinal preparations and industrial use for centuries. The whole seeds, the seed oil, the seed meal and cake, the non-food fibers, the plant's totally useful. It's got short fibers, long fibers. The herds, known as the shivs, is useful. It's a woody material, and the biofuels from hemp is just incredible. And then we can look at the medicinal applications of hemp, and we've talked about that here on air a few times. But I'd like to introduce this clip here. This is a clip from a group of people that are similar to the hemp growers here in Colorado. It's been legalized now in South Africa. And this is a TED Talk from South Africa. Sam, can you play that first clip for me, please?
About 15 years ago, I got some cannabis from a friend of mine. It blew my mind. And it changed my life forever. And I think it's an idea worth sharing. So I've actually bought some here to share with you today. Now, first of all, are there any police in the audience? I know you have to identify yourselves. Okay, we're safe. Here we go. This is Cannabis Canvas. Now, if you think those words sound the same, it's because they are. The word canvas comes directly from the word cannabis. And all hemp, all canvas used to be made out of hemp. Our Afrikaans word for shirt, hemp. The Dutch used to wear hemp. It's got a long history. It goes right back to about 8,000 years BC, so that's 10,000 years. It's only been banned for the last 100 years, so that's less than 1% of our known use of this plant. So 15 years ago, being entrepreneurial students, we felt how tough and strong it was, and we started making bags out of it. We started a company called Hemporium, and back then it was the wear what you smoke market. There was no natural and organic market. The only people who had a positive viewpoint towards this plant were the stoners. So luckily we live in a country where that is a fairly big market. As we grew to know the plant more, though, we found out that the smoking side is actually, if anything, a drawback on what the plant can offer, because it stops people from seeing the other estimated 25,000 end uses for the plants. We learned about hemp as a fuel, hemp as bioplastics, medicine, obviously paper, textiles, even livestock bedding and food for humans. So this is quite interesting. We're like, wow, okay, this is way bigger than we thought. We started growing that market, and then luckily, at the right time, we also learned about what was happening overseas. So all these products are coming out of countries that have recognized the mistake made in the early 1900s when hemp was associated with its notorious cousin, marijuana. Now, that should never have happened. There are different plants. They're all cannabis. But you cannot get high from hemp, and you cannot get good fiber from marijuana. Hemp is not psychoactive. The varieties you grow do not make you high. They are grown for fiber. They look different in the field. It's a 4-meter high, thin plant compared to a shorter, bushy plant for marijuana. And we learned that Australia, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Canada, they're all growing hemp now. And they're making products like, the top left there is a door panel made for Mercedes-Benz using fiberglass instead of fiberglass. Protein-rich pastas. There's the animal bedding. There's omega fatty acid-rich oils. All your omega 3, 6, and 9 coming from hemp instead of coming from the sea, from fish. Obviously cosmetics, and then the latest is the building industry. Pretty soon, we had our own shops. We had a full range of clothing, body care products, accessories, and we were really using the clothing to spread a message, because there's nothing faster, no faster way to change someone's mindset towards this plant than touching and feeling. The minute you can see that, look, it's got value. Like, it changes that paradigm. Someone's thought hemp is a drug, cannabis is a drug, there's no other use for it, it's the devil's weed. The minute you can touch and feel it, you can actually change that perception. Why we did it? This is our aim. I want to be that man. I want to be standing in that hemp field. This is in England, by the way, with their crappy climate on Mud Island. Can you imagine what hemp would do here in South Africa? And we have been doing trials here for 12 to 14, since 1998, so 13 years. It grows up to 3 to 4 meters in 4 months. That is an incredible rate of growth. It's one of the most efficient users of sunlight, photosynthesis rate faster than any other plant. It provides way more fiber per hectare than cotton. This just gives you if we had a need for fiber, the whole picture is our need for fiber. That is how much land we'd need for cotton. That is how much land we'd need for hemp. It makes 250% more fiber compared to cotton. So basically, we would be able to free up all the rest of the land for food. Instead of getting our oils from the sea, from fish, omega fatty acids can come from hemp seed. Instead of cutting down our forests for paper, we can grow hemp. That is just on the bottom right there. That's a trial crop in Stellenbosch. As you can see, the birds love it. They know. We were not happy with the rate of change. Fiber, we've got cotton in this country. We've got sisal. We've got flax. It wasn't really picking up. And we saw what happened when we went into meetings with the government and we pulled out this, a hemp brick. And we showed them this, hemp chipboard, tree-free chipboard. Next, hemp insulation. I mean, who's ever touched that horrible fiberglass stuff that's all around you at the moment in your house? You'll never get it out of your skin. It takes a lot of energy to make. This will go back to being plant food. It's warm. It's a hollow fiber, so it's very good as insulation properties for your house. So this is the hemp house in Noordhoek. We decided to walk our talk a little bit more and take it to the next level. Starting insulation, chipboard, hemp stalk. That's the hempcrete wall over there. Using lime as a binder. There's a lot of lime in this country. 50% of that wall was grown in 3 to 4 months. There's no other resource that can do that for us. Can't wait 20 years for trees to grow. We can't carry on extractive mining of clay and cement, and you're taking things out of the planet. This is about renewable resources. We did it also in a modular way. It's a much better way of building in South Africa because it can happen so fast and all your quality control goes on in the factory. Can be taken to site really quickly, and this was put up in 2.5 weeks. That's inside, obviously doing the hempcrete walls and slowly making it into a home. That is where it is at the moment. Now we have the hemp carpets in there, the hemp curtains, the hemp lampshades are going in, the hemp bedspreads in, and I had my hemp seed nut smoothie this morning. Here we are showing hemp in its green glory, trying to get us into a renewable way of building instead of an extractive way of building. The media is loving it. They are supporting us. So we hope this message is going to really go forward. And that's us opening the gates to the hemp field. Thank you.
Thank you. What was his name? Tony Budden. He's working in South Africa to develop hemp industry. And that's important that people understand that hemp is not the same plant as marijuana. And I think that in a lot of ways, recreational use of marijuana does a great disservice to the hemp industry. And that's what Jimbo with Green Acres is trying to promote. He is, and I am too, trying to educate and to cultivate more industry, more understanding of what this this I call it a blackout of our own history and technology for the particular purpose of enriching a lot of very specific industrial elitists. But let me bring on Jimbo. Jim, are you on the air still, or are you here on the phone?
Yes, I'm here, my friend.
You know, Jimbo,
how are we doing today?
I keep thinking we need to start talking about something else on the fifth dimension here, but I believe we're doing some real good here by this kind of train of education, because this illegalization has been a blight on humanity that I see, and that and what I've tried to show with these clips is that people all over the world are beginning to try to reinstitute industrial hemp. And Jim, you and I have spent some time at that hemp field, and these plants are just amazing. And there are just so many uses and applications of it. It's just really difficult to say. And I know that the community in Alamosa is beginning to embrace the hemp industry, and you're on the leading edge of that spear. How have things beginning to change for you? I mean, are you beginning to see people open up all over the area?
We're seeing people come around to this for sure. We've got a lot more people in the valley now growing hemp this year, so it's a lot of people are starting to see more of it. But I do know that the guy that we're working with over in the industrial field that you've been over there helping us with is got on the board with the Adams State University, and they're doing a agricultural sector partnership, and it looks like we're going to be moving forward, and hopefully with Adams State's research and development, we're talking about maybe getting some funding for processing plants and stuff.
That would be terrific.
It would be a great thing. And you know, over there, and not to get off the hemp subject, but we're trying to get in, like in the valley over there, a lot of potatoes are grown. And you know, none of that is branded. A lot of that stuff goes out of the valley. So not only with the potato part of it, but with the hemp part, we would love to start getting hemp into more places in Alamosa and in the valley, like with you in the smoothie shop. You took some leaves over there and dropped them off, and we come up with a pretty good smoothie.
Well, you know, I'd read that that a lot of people were juicing the green leaves of the hemp plant and for extraction of CBD, and I didn't have access to a good juicer, so I grabbed some of the green from some of those beautiful hemp plants and took them by the local smoothie shop. And after I explained to them there wasn't any THC on them, but they would have a lot of CBD on them, the owner of the smoothies juice bar is what it is in Alamosa, juiced some green and concocted what I understand, I haven't tasted it yet, a pretty delicious hemp CBD drink. And things like that are what I'm talking about, rediscovering applications of hemp. And, you know, it's almost criminal with the illegalization of it, because it was really a innocent bystander in the discussion of dangerous drugs. And it's been taken out. I think, like I read earlier, I think it's been kind of surreptitiously done. But hey, Jimbo, can you hang on for a few more minutes? We're going to have to take a short break. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's Captain Fred. We're RBN on Saturday, the 27th.
Listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to This is Captain Fred, Public Broadcasting Network. This is Saturday, August the 27th of 2016. We're live in southern Colorado right now. Jimbo, this industry is suffering from this blight or this blackout of technology, and I've noticed, and with speaking some of the farmers that are beginning to get into this industry, that a lot of the old technologies and ways of raising hemp have been lost to the modern farmer. Over 90 years of prohibition has given the farmers kind of a clean slate to start designing and building new ways to do it. But I've recognized there's a lot lost by this 90 years of blackout. I mean, understanding the different maturities of the plant, and it's really an interesting thing. And you say that Adams State's looking at putting together a program on this?
Yeah, they've actually got a program together already. It's a San Luis Valley. It's an agricultural sector partnership is what they call it. They've already got a board with people on it. And we're going to start moving forward with this, or they are. And like I said, the guy that we're working with on the industrial hemp field has actually got on the board. So this is going to be, I think, an awesome thing, very dynamite thing. So,
well, I know that
definitely move us forward.
I do know, and you told me too that you're planning on planting 130 acres next year.
Yeah, we're definitely doing 130 acres next year. And And like you said, with this being kind of lost and growing over the last 90 years, and like you suggested, we're going in and kind of picking the seeds up, smaller plants, and keeping them separated from the 10, 15-foot monsters, and we'll see next year if that makes a difference in the seed and how the plant grows.
Yeah, you know, we've been discussing the different times that you harvest, and the more research that I find out about it is these are technologies that the farmers back in the 20s and 30s had already been using, and a lot of this technology's kind of been thrown to the wayside. But, you know, it's just like juicing the green leaves and using it for a concoction of CBD. These are simple things that it's not, as my daughter says, it's not missile surgery. We should be using these things. We should be using the hemp seeds for meal, and we should be using the fiber for different things. Like the article that I played, hemp grows 200 almost three times faster and with the 250% more fiber than cotton does.
Yes.
And one of the things that I learned working in the fields with you is that hemp is a purifier of the farmland in a lot of ways. It's not necessary to remove weeds from a hemp field, but the hemp automatically removes it after the crop's grown. And that's some interesting stuff. I mean, as a tool for farmers, this seems like it has a whole lot of potential, especially developing this San Luis Valley, because this valley's got so much potential for agriculture right now, and I think hemp's going to play a real large part, not necessarily as a product, but also as a way to prepare foods for, or prepare fields for other kinds of crops.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know for sure that hemp can actually go in and you can plant that into a field, and it'll actually suck out everything bad that's in the soil. Like I had talked about before, you might want to watch that plant when you grow it, and you're doing that with the soil. You're cleaning up your soil. You might, after you grow that plant, you might want to have it tested to exactly see what's going on. But it is a proven fact. You can go in and clean up the soil with hemp plant.
That's terrific. Well, hey, listen, Jim, hang on for just a little while longer. I've got Jerry from Chicago on the line coming up here this next half hour. We'll be back. This is Captain Fred.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Jim Strang with Green Acres Hemp Farm online. We also have Jerry in Chicago online. I'd like to say, too, that the phone number for the call-in, temporary call-in right now is 512-716-1603. That's again 512-716-1603. If you'd like to call in, I don't think the 800 number is working properly right now. But Jerry, are you still holding? I appreciate you holding for so long. I know you got something important to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, thanks a lot for taking my call. And it's been a couple of good weeks of your show here talking about hemp and cannabis. And I just wanted to throw something out there. Is George Washington once quoted, anybody who owns property ought to devote half of their property to growing hemp. It's that miraculous of a plant.
You know, that's the reason why I think you know, we've got to choose our battles. And Jerry, this has been something that I think has affected our culture, our economy, our conscience. This removal of something that's integral to civilization and to humanity, and remove it from our popular perception. I mean, most people don't even understand what it is that they've been lied to by omission. You know, it's just that's the reason why we've devoted so much time to this, and I think that we probably will until we see some significant change of it. But yeah, I think you're right. But I think that I have to refer to Mark Twain's comment about it. He said that those people, early stricken of God intellectually, the departmental entrepreneurs of the laws in Washington, can always be depended on to take any reasonably good law and interpret the common sense all out of it. There's no common sense with our laws anymore. And if there ever was, the agencies interpret the hell out of it, so nobody can really take anything to heart.
Well, you, anyway. you hit it right on the head when you said the word laws. And I mean, we were given a set of 10 laws, and this goes back thousands of years, you know, going back to the Old Testament, on what we're not allowed to do. And it's plain and simple. There's 10 things that you shouldn't do, and I mean, a good person doesn't do any one of those 10 things. Once you got law enforcement in the community and the judges and the corporate bureaucrats pushing.
Well, the Drug Enforcement Bureau itself has instigated these laws to perpetuate their own power and strength in the country. I mean, it's the interpretation of laws that really you have to be concerned about sometimes.
Well, look at it as a pyramid building scheme. I mean, you put a few agents out there and they make these rules, regulations, statutes, codes, policies, revisions, and acts, and they go out there and enforce them. That brings in revenue, which means that you can get more law enforcement agency officers and more vehicles and more laws out there to bring in more commerce.
Well, Jerry, you know, now that you mentioned that, Jimbo, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, hey, listen, you know, at your place, I saw I don't know how many licenses and permits and you were talking about that the other day, that just about everything you do has to be permitted. Even the harvest of this hemp crop has to be permitted and scheduled. Tell me some more about that, because that's really interesting. And like Jerry says, it's you know, we're being legalized to the point where we can't get anything done.
Yeah, it's, well, actually, when you get a, you can't even grow a hemp plant or buy a hemp seed unless you have a license. You can move this state and you can grow 6 marijuana plants. You can buy them all, the seeds all over line. You can't buy one hemp seed anywhere online that I could find.
You know, Jim, that's true. That's true. You can't buy it. But see, that's just what the problem is that hemp isn't getting anybody high. It will be healing people. There's a lot of people that are using it as an adjunct to health care. And I don't know how many stories that you've told me about the people that have used the hemp oil and have made some miraculous recoveries. I know that you were telling me about a lady the other day that was coming out of stage 4 cancer, and the doctor had pretty much put her into hospice, and that now she's making recovery using hemp oil. And stories like that are not isolated. It seems like it's the more that people talk about it, the more people are aware of it, that there are possibilities. Last week I discussed the I guess it was the flags of quackery of any kind of drug, you know, and it was the 3 D's of quackery: dubious, dangerous, and distracting. If any one of your treatments has 2 of those D's in it, then probably you're wasting your time. And marijuana, from all that I've read, has never killed anybody. It's probably the least dangerous of any of the plants grown by man.
Exactly. That is right. And there's so much even to the medical marijuana that we are missing out, because when you smoke it, you're burning all that up. But there is definitely medicinal ways of using marijuana in a way to help heal. That's for sure.
Well, the hemp plant has is abundant in CBD. And exactly. And I'm anxious to see the school, Adams State, start the program on it, because that's all that's going to do is help research, help understanding what it is that's taking place here in Colorado. I think that the media tends to focus on the recreational use of marijuana instead of the legalization of what has been removed from the industry and for our economy, which is the hemp plant. I may be droning a little bit too much about this, but it is big business. And you know, when you see people like Cleve and his father embracing this crop and putting their effort and their money behind this project, it's really encouraging for everybody that's involved with it. I know you're in Pagosa Springs today, and you meet people constantly. Do most people not realize what the difference between hemp and marijuana is?
Yeah, we do get people that come up and they don't realize that hemp is actually a cousin plant of the marijuana, and is as well as hops for making beer. Is also a cousin plant. A lot of people don't know. If you ever get around any hops, smell them, and it's crazy, but definitely.
You know, you got a chance to sample that smoothie the other day. What was that like?
Let me tell you, that was a good smoothie. But you dropped them off. We got there about a half an hour later, and she already had it figured out, and she mixed up a strawberry, pineapple, kiwi something, and put that hemp in there, and let me tell you, it was really good. You could taste the leaf, but it wasn't overbearing. It was just like a perfect mix, and they're actually wanting to move forward with that. So
yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for the juice extract of the CBD from the live marijuana plant, from the hemp plant. Yes. And I'm kind of excited to see that take off. What's going to be the ability? Can we sell this interstate? I mean, or is it, if there's no THC in it, then there's nothing illegal about shipping a high CBD fruit drink beverage interstate, is there?
Yeah, the only thing I'd be worried about is maybe if you already had it mixed up, maybe I'd be more worried about taking the leaf and crossing state lines with it. Where, you know, it's that might be an issue.
If it were juiced, would it be illegal?
I don't think so. I think once you got it juiced, once you get it out of plant form, you pretty much can do what you want with it, as long as, like you say, the THC is not there.
Right, there's no THC, but it's abundant in CBD, and the CBD, I think people on the program have heard us talk about CBD, and most people that are interested have done their own research on it, but the CBD it's almost like a vegetable. I mean, to me, it's something that most people probably before the turn of the century were using pretty commonly. Like Jerry said in Chicago, George Washington thought that a large percentage of all farms should be growing hemp. And I've heard the same kind of stories from Thomas Jefferson, too. And it's only been in this last 90 years that hemp's been removed from our existence in the United States. And I don't think it takes too many people to look back at this blackout and see that it's only part of the enslavement of our culture, of our world, of our society, to remove our life source plants. To this is one of my pet peeves, instigation of daylight savings time to further confuse people. We're just in a state of siege constantly, and this thing with hemp is important because it is a crack right now that we can put a wedge in, and we can open up that people can see how we've been lied to, or we've been lied by omission more than anything else. But I think that the smoothies, the CBD olive oils that you're selling are wonderful ways to to experiment. And I say experiment because there's not been a lot of research on this, because the drug companies were involved in this business at the turn of the century. And like Eli Lilly, you brought up Eli Lilly today to me, and Eli Lilly was one of the first marijuana medicinal marijuana sellers, along with Park Davis, which is Pfizer, and Squibb, Bristol Myers. All of them were in this business. But I think the greed, the element that it was easier to chemically build a medicine, was a lot easier than growing these plants, because I know you guys work hard out there, and you know, we just have to get past this point where greed and the proliferation of these huge mega corporations are going to have to take a second seat to individualism, and it's people like you, Jim, and I'm gonna ring your bell a little bit on this, but people like you are an important part of the progression of this change in society. You approach it with a fearless approach, because you know it's right, and you know that you're doing good for people. And hanging around you for the last few weeks has only shown me that this is contagious. People are jumping on this train with you. And I'm here with you, and I'd like to also talk about this idea that you had about the hemp maze that I think we're going to start on this coming Monday.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're going to start on that Monday for sure. You're going to give us a hand with that. We definitely need your brain on that as well. And I think in the last 3 weeks, for the last three weekends in September, we're going to have people come out and charge them a few bucks and go through a hemp maze and see what it's like to walk through a hemp field, 10, 15-foot plants, and it's a start, and everyone we've talked to, they're just all about it. Everyone says, we'll be there. So we'll be posting stuff.
Jimbo, it is extremely fascinating to see these plants that have been blacked out of our culture for all these years. To see these plants 15 feet in the air is just everybody that I've seen, it has the same feeling. Most people say the same thing, that they never thought they would see this in their lifetime. And to be able to walk through this hemp field underneath the canopy of 15-foot hemp plants is just amazing. But I'm a little droning on a little. If anybody is in southern Colorado in the next few weeks, this is really something that they really need to come see, because it's just once you're around these plants and see and feel the strength and their potential, it's really makes you mad to think that this has been robbed from us for all these 90 years. So I'd like to invite everybody that listens to the program, if you're close by, it is interesting. There's a lot of things coming. The community's coming together for it. The smoothie shop's knocking out wonderful health drinks. There's I expect to see a lot of the mills, the milled nuts or seeds, and I hadn't really thought much about it until you offered me a handful of them the other day, and they're delicious. It's a wonderful thing. It's really difficult to understand how the American public. It was difficult to understand how people could so be blindsided by lies and that they'd accept this thing. You know, it's almost like being in prison for murdering somebody that you didn't even know, you know?
Exactly.
Well, anyway, so you think that might be in the last 3 weeks of September? Or?
Yeah, I think it's going to take us a week or so to get this cut out and get it organized and figure out how we're going to do it. And we're doing it. I mean, it's a go. I know you're excited about it. And then people will be able to go to, like, our Facebook page, Green Acres Farm, and we'll be putting updates on what's going on and what we're going to do as well. As
what's the name of the Facebook page? Is Green Acres Farm?
The Facebook page is Green Acres Hemp Farm. And then our website is greenacreshempfarm.com. We will be posting updates on there, what's going on, putting pictures of us cutting, and getting it ready.
Fantastic. All right, I hear music. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Britt.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm said to be a revolutionist in my sympathies, by birth, by breeding, and by principle. I'm always on the side of the revolutionist, because there never was a revolution unless there were some oppressive and intolerable conditions against which to revolt. That's Mark Twain, quoted from the New York Tribune, 1906. And I guess, Jimbo, we're revolutionists because we're revolting against the oppression of a natural law of man, a natural ingredient for our survival. And these conditions are intolerable. We need to stand up. We need to take steps to enlighten, to inform, to let people understand how we've been oppressed, how we've been lied to, how we've been misled. And we do this with our daily actions by working towards this end and living in the fifth dimension, living the future as well as the past and now. And our future includes this, and that's how Jimbo and I are working at this. We are the revolution. Those that listen to this show, those that work in this industry, are participating in one of the greatest revolutions in the last 300 years. And I think that we need to be encouraged, and people like Jimbo need to understand that we appreciate his efforts, and I do for sure. I've spent some time, and I know the man, and it goes way beyond profit motive. And Jimbo, I just wanted to tell you that straight up. But
I appreciate that.
Glad you know to be
doing it.
I want people, if they can, to come out and see this hemp field you have. I think that Mark Twain again said it best with words are only painted fire, and a look is fire itself. So if you want to see what this is about, I think coming out and seeing this hemp field will be certainly something that everybody wants to do. And I think we'll probably be broadcasting from the hemp field, too, one of these days real soon. So I'd like to see some of the responses that we get from the people that visit the hemp farm out there. But I don't know, Jimbo. We've pretty much covered about everything we need to say this week, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I believe we did. And like we were talking earlier, I'm glad Adam State is actually getting involved.
Why don't, if you can, come up with some people over there we might be able to interview on air. That'd be pretty interesting.
Okay, yeah. And I want to get you this paperwork on this branding and the innovation and sustainable production practice that they're going to be doing in networking and local food campaigning. It's going to be all a great thing.
It's really wonderful. Well, until next week, this is Captain Fred, and this is Jimbo of Green Acres Farm. We'll see you then.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.